You had a little horse, baby horse, born on television there by the mother folk. Showed the whole operation of that horse in the stable. I had never seen a little baby horse, never seen a horse. You know, a man have a baby horse. But I saw that on TV.
You said you used to raise sheep too, didn't you?
What's that?
You raised sheep too?
No. We didn't raise sheep, we didn't raise no goats. That's the thing, we didn't raise no cattle, didn't raise sheep, we didn't raise no goats. Our neighbors used to raise sheep, it's across from the river where we lived, and that day. He had a big plantation there, him, that old man. He used to raise sheep for the wool. You know?
Yeah.
About this time of the year, before the winter, you know, during the summertime, it's hot. They come along, and the fellas would come in there and they'd shear all those sheep for him.
The male sheep was a... You know what they call
a
male sheep?
Or
the female?
Well, I don't know. It's something that I wouldn't exactly remember what they call a male sheep that they did.
What about a hog?
Well, a horse, you got the...
Hog.
A horse?
Hog.
Pig, hog, yeah.
The male one was the what? The one that you bred?
Well, they like the bull, him. We call him the boar. We always call him the boar hog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The male hog, the boar hog. And the female, the old sow. The sow was the male, the mama dog, mama hog, and then the boar was the mountain, but the daddy was the big male. And then you come with the pigs, small pigs. Young baby pig, you know, they come along.
What about little male?
Male and female in that too. Same thing.
When you had a male pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a breeding hog, what'd you do with him?
We castrated him.
And made him a what? What'd they call him then?
Well, he was just a castrated hog, that's all. He ready for the butcher shop. See, my daddy used to do that when them pigs would get around about, we'd say about 30, 40 pounds. He didn't wait till he gets big. He castrated those pigs when they were young. He said, well, he'd pick out his shoke, you know. He said, well, I'm going to pick out about four of those, and I'm going to fix them up for our own use. The castration, when they're small, so they're tender, and they grow much faster than those that were, you see. So he'd, in fact, what he would do with them young pigs, he didn't only castrate two or three or four for our use, he'd cut them all the males. He always had his breeding hog, you understand, for a purpose, to breed with. He only kept one. But all the others, he'd castrated them all, and then when those pigs would get weighing about 75, 80 pounds, we'd feed them for about a week on corn, yes, strong corn. Not much corn. We'd put them in a big pen with plenty of water, and then we'd feed them a lot of corn, you know, get them fat for the butcher. And then the butcher would come along and he'd pick them all. Sometimes he'd pick up maybe 50, 60 of those young pigs, and you know, they weigh around 60, 70 pounds.
Hmm.
You bring them all because that's his choice meat, you know. You bring them all, take them all, these little sow and all, you know, male and female, take them all. And then when they were breeding sow, we'd have in them, and you pick out some of them, and they come along, some of them young female, you understand. You say, well, that's going to make a good mother there. This will make a good mother. You keep maybe two or three of them, you see. For breeding purposes.
Yeah. Did you ever see a hog that would come up wild?
Oh, yeah. Hog grows wild fast. You go out, you put them out in the woods somewhere, you know, and don't pay any attention to them.
Yeah.
Oh, they grow wild. I mean, they get wild, too. You're just as wild as any other animal.
Yeah.